Macmillan Audio presents Killing Reagan, The Violent Assault That Changed a Presidency by Bill O'Reilly and Martin Dugard. Read by Robert Petkoff, with an introduction by the author. This book is dedicated to all those who are caring for an elderly person. You are noble. God had a divine purpose in placing this land between two great oceans to be found by those who had a special love of freedom and courage. Ronald Reagan.
Prologue. Reagan Home, Bel Air, California, June 5, 2004, 1:08 p.m. The man with 1 minute to live is no longer confused. Ronald Reagan lapsed into a coma 2 days ago. His wife Nancy sits at the side of the bed, holding the former president's hand. Emotionally and physically exhausted by the ordeal, she quietly sobs as her body rocks in grief. Reagan's breathing has become ragged and inconsistent. After 10 long years of slow descent toward the grave due to Alzheimer's disease, a bout of pneumonia brought on by food particles caught in his lungs has delivered the knockout blow. Nancy knows that her beloved Ronnie's time has come. Counting the former president, six people crowd into the bedroom. There is his physician, Dr. Terry Schack, and Laura, the Irish nurse whose soft brogue the president is known to find soothing.